This is Out and About on Peoria Public Radio. I'm Nathan Irwin, and I'm talking with Shannon Cox and Kim Sanders about the Peoria Art Guild's Fine Art Fair happening this weekend. Thank you both for being with us today.
Thanks for having us.
And one of the changes that I think people will notice right away is that you're starting the event earlier this year. It kicks off tonight, whereas usually the Fine Art Fair opens on Saturday morning. Can you talk a little bit about what you'll be doing tonight and what motivated the early start to the Fine Art Fair?
Well, yes, Friday night is brand new for us, and we're having our grand opening tonight at 6 o'clock, and we're going to have a live band from 7 to 10. We have other entertainment prior to that, too. The live band is Captain Quirk, mm-hmm. so that adds a new element to the Fine Art Fair. All of the booths will be open, so all 130 artists will be at their booth and ready for you to see their art. And we also are inviting our police, fire, military personnel, and veterans to join us tonight, and their admission will be half price.
And Shannon, can you talk a little bit about why the Art Guild has decided to add these extra hours to the event?
We wanted to expand the hours so we give people more opportunity to be able to come and just to give it a different atmosphere. Well, our city's growing and there's a lot of events going on at the same time. So this gives them an extra opportunity to come on Friday night, enjoy our riverfront, enjoy some live music, and be able to see the artists in a different atmosphere.
The artists are from all over the nation, so a lot of them travel very far to come to the Peoria Art Fair. And this gives them an extra night to hang out and possibly sell their art and visit with each other. So they're pretty excited about it, too.
Now, I was looking over the list of participating artists, and every year you bring in about 130-ish artists to display their work. And this year it seems like you've got a really healthy selection of jewelers in particular. Obviously, you've got all kinds of media represented and all kinds of styles, but there's a really strong representation of that particular form this year. Is that a deliberate choice? Do you get a lot of good positive response either from attendees or from jewelers who exhibit at the show?
We do get a high amount of applications for jewelry, more than the others. So we try to balance that out as well as we can. But the number of applications from jewelers is much larger than the other mediums. So, and jewelry has always been a big part of the art fair, too.
Yeah, it's easier for them to travel with their work.
Yeah.
The jewelry is easy to pack up in a car and off you go, rather than, a lot of large sculptures or paintings. So I think you do tend to get, when they're traveling like that for weekend shows, you get a lot of jewelers.
You're also going to have some of your artists will be doing live demonstrations throughout the weekend. So can you tell a little bit about what people can expect, what kind of hands-on or, more experiential opportunities will be there?
Sure. We have Jacob Grant again this year from Wheel Art Pottery, who will be at the fair with his mobile studio, which has pottery wheels. So you'll be able to get your hands on pottery and be able to spin some clay with him. I think there's a small fee involved with that, but it's really fun to be able to have that experience and see what it's really like. He makes it look very easy. And then Gene Mayakowski will be there as well. And he is a local sculpture artist, and he's going to do some demonstrations on how to bend steel. And also he has a really unique sculpture recycling project where he teaches you about the proper disposal of extra paint that you have around your house and all those paint cans and fun things you can do with it. It's a kind of an educational thing. So he's going to have that as well.
One of the things you'll be doing throughout the weekend is you'll be handing out buttons to attendees, and the buttons say, "I buy art." And this ties into a larger campaign that the Art Guild is part of. Can you talk a little bit more about the campaign and what its purpose is?
Abby Geddes is a local artist who has a collector, and her and Allison Walsh and Alexander Martin are three artists that we invited to the fair as our guest artists. Every year we have guest artists, and we invited them to the fair. And part of their experience or their agenda is about supporting artists, and the best way to support them is to buy their art. So they have this I Buy Art campaign, and so we asked them if they would let us share this at our fair, because it's an important message. The buttons are really small but mighty. They have a great statement, and every patron that comes to the fair and buys a piece of art will get a button to display that. We also have an Instagram wall that people can take their picture in front of with some hashtags and cause some social media and show off their purchases. But that's the I Buy Art initiative that we're promoting.
Well, you know, and I think that sometimes one of the things that might get in the way of people trying to buy art is they're a little reluctant to spend the amount of money on at the drop of a hat. And one of the things that you're also doing this year is you're giving people an opportunity. Well, you're holding a contest throughout the fair. And at the end of that, one attendee will be getting a cash prize toward the purchase of a work of art.
Yes, this is very exciting. And this is actually in honor of one of the longtime volunteers of the Fine Art Fair. Her name is Brenda Mahoney. And so this is in her honor that we put together this contest. So we have not done this before. When you come to the fair, starting tonight, you can text a certain number, and we'll have the instructions there for everyone. You text a certain number, and then you are eligible to win a $500 prize to be used towards art from one of the participating artists. And actually, it's not just one, up to three participating artists. So you can use that $500 prize any way you want. So all you do really is text that, give a little bit of information so we can contact you if you're the winner, and you have a chance of winning $500 worth of art. It's fabulous.
And, of course, you have things going on this year, you know, that are traditional parts of the Fine Art Fair. So, for instance, you have the Kids Art Fair that's back this year. Can you talk a little bit about what you have planned for, you know, some of your younger patrons?
The Kids Art Festival is going to be a lot of creative projects that we will always put together. But this year new, we've also invited the Peoria Playhouse, and they are bringing their Imagination Playground. And we've invited Illinois State University. They have a STEM program, and they're bringing some really exciting STEM projects for kids to work on. They're race cars and what they call monster choppers, and they're kid size. I mean, the kids can get in them, but they have to build them. They have to get wrenches and bolts, and they have to get down there and build them. So it's problem solving. And then after they build them, they embellish them and create them, make them really cool. So that brings the art into it. So we've invited them too.
And another thing that's always an element of the Fine Art Fair that, again, is back this year is the music. You've got a full schedule of bands and performances. And why is that an important component of the fair every year?
It's part of the arts. Mm-hmm. And so in addition to all the mediums that the artists bring to the art fair, you include dance, you include music, you include all kinds of different things that are part of the arts in our community. And we really wanted to focus on local art organizations this year, in addition to the artists that come from all over the nation. We want to show that off. I mean, Peoria has an amazing arts community here. And so as part of the entertainment, the live band tonight, of course, and then there's a lot of musicians that are in, you know, different spots during the weekend. We have Peoria Ballet, we have Bradley Jazz Ensemble, we have numerous folks that are coming in to entertain. A lot of surprises. Yeah. You got to come to see some of these. Oh my gosh, it's going to be really fun. There's some surprises there too.
Yeah, the German Alphorns, the Peoria Chinese Association, things like that. So
the kids will love it. The adults will love it. There's just a lot of things to do and see and enjoy while you're there for the weekend.
And I think for people who have attended the art fair multiple times in the past, sometimes I think we tend to forget how important an event this can be because it starts to become routine. But can you take a moment and just remind us, what is the economic impact of the Fine Art Fair for this community?
This is one of the largest events in the Peoria area, attracting upwards of 10,000 folks during the course of the weekend. So the economic impact is, of course, restaurants and hotels. I mean, people come from all over, not only the artists, but a lot of the attendees come from a lot of places. So they're staying in hotels and they're taking advantage of a lot of the other entertainment that's in our area. The museum right across the street, a lot of folks, you know, are going to go over there and see what's going on at the museum. And it's just endless, you know, and of course, the restaurants, there's going to be a lot of people from out of town at the restaurants this weekend. That'd be wonderful.
And because the Fine Art Fair is now in its 56th year, I imagine you've got a pretty good sense of the impact that the event also has on the local arts community. So, you know, both in the opportunity for local artists to exhibit, but also just in, you know, in building up that community. Can you talk about the significance it has in that respect?
Yeah, one of the things that we wanted to feature this year is that we have a vibrant arts community in Peoria. And so we've invited many art organizations to set up during the fair and really show what we have to offer. Also, we had Chelsea Tams. She helped us to design a map of sorts. It has a color key, and there's a map of the city of Peoria. And then we've tried very, very hard to include all arts organizations that we can, and they're color coordinated, and it's in the center of our book. When we open our program book, there's everything there that we have arts to offer in Peoria. So, you know, we're hoping that all of those 8,000 to 10,000 people that come to the fair this weekend, you know, they'll look at that and maybe they'll come back and check out more of what we have to offer.
That's Shannon Cox and Kim Sanders talking about the Peoria Art Guild's Fine Art Fair. The fair returns to the Peoria Riverfront this weekend. It opens tonight at 6 o'clock, and it continues tomorrow from 10 to 5 and Sunday from 10 to 3. Again, thank you both for being with us today.
Thank you.
And also this weekend, Marty Wambacher from the blog Meanwhile in Peoria is presenting the Marty Monologues, a storytelling event. There will be music from Sarah Marie Dillard and a live DJ. That event is Sunday night at 7 o'clock at the Apollo Theater in downtown Peoria. Out and About is a production of Peoria Public Radio and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders and performers. Our producer is Sierra Doss. You can learn more about Peoria Public Radio at peoriapublicradio.org. I'm Nathan Irwin, and this is Out and About.